Joe, what's going on this morning?
Well, how are you doing, Kevin?
I am doing well. Short sleep, but right here and ready to go this morning. And I know less than a week away now for Vanderbilt and opening night at Miami. But I got out there and worked some, at least on the two-minute drill yesterday. Give us a little preview of what's happening as they go into the final two or three practices before the Miami game.
Yeah, well, you start to really pay a lot of attention to the smaller details now, and you're going to spend some time working on your two-minute drill. You're going to work on your no-huddle. You're going to work on your red zone offense. And so a lot of those things, you're going to work on your special teams issues. You know, it may sound funny, but especially early in the year, you have to make sure that all the guys know when they're supposed to be on the field, what groups are supposed to be in what formations. And so they'll spend a lot of time working up toward this opener, you know, making sure that when they call punt return, that everybody on the right punt return team is out there. And when they call, you know, certain, you know, offensive formations, that the right groups go, because, you know, those little mistakes can cost you timeouts, it can cost you, you know, cost you penalties, and can cost you a game. So they're very detail-oriented in those kind of things, and they'll spend quite a bit of time going over that. Last night was the annual dinner at John Rich's farm that is sort of a kickoff to the football season. Bobby Johnson spoke. Mr. Rich spoke as well. Good attendance as always, and you know, it's kind of the rite of passage, I guess. It's the opener that shows that football is almost here. So a great time last night, and certainly looking forward to Thursday. They'll practice today. They'll practice tomorrow. They'll take Sunday off, and then they'll practice Monday night. Our first call-in show, by the way, is next Monday at 6:30 here on 104.5 from the Commodore Grill, and the team won't practice until after the call-in show on Monday night, so they'll get under the lights and sort of get used to things practicing a little later.
Joe, they've got George Smith injured, obviously, at wide receiver. They've moved Jamie Graham around. How's he done it? You know, he's gone from the secondary to the offense at the wideout. How's he looked at receiver?
You know, again, he got asked about that early on. You know, would he like to move, and Jamie saw the situation, saw the depth in the secondary, and said, "Sure, you know, I've caught the ball in high school. I can run with it, and I'm pretty strong. I can break off the line." So he's sort of, I think he's embraced it to the point where I think you'll see him in the game on Thursday in one of the rotations. He's, you know, he's not the biggest receiver at 5'11", but he does bring a certain toughness to the position that we saw in basketball, and I think he'll factor in as one of the four or five receivers you'll see in formations.
Joe, you start scouting Miami a little bit, and you realize that they might have one of the best linebacking cores, not only the best linebacking core in the MAC, but one of the best linebacking crews that the Commodores are going to see this season. Clayton Mullins, Caleb Bostic, and Joey Hudson,
yep,
guys to watch in this game.
Certainly are, and they sort of took over that defense last year. They held Vanderbilt, as we said, 24-13 last year was the final score, and they forced some turnovers, made Vanderbilt battle for everything they got. And I think it's always interesting in game one to see how they're going to play, because if you'll remember last year, they really weren't an attacking, you know, risk-taking type defense. They just played solid defense and didn't take a lot of chances. I would imagine with the confidence they have now, with some more veterans and some more experience, they're going to be a team that's going to take a few more chances. They're going to try to get to the quarterback a little more. You'll probably see more blitzing out of them this year than last year. So I think that's certainly what Vanderbilt's expecting. And, you know, this is a very talented team, an experienced team picked to win the MAC. So this is not a good way to open a season. It's certainly not a cakewalk.
Well, Joe, and I remember from last year's game, Vanderbilt won the game by double figures, but what really stands out about Miami is they were just scrappy. I mean, they didn't give an inch and really played like they had something to prove going up against a team, you know, from the SEC.
Well coached, and as you said, didn't make a lot of mistakes. They have a lot of respect for themselves and their program. They certainly deserve that. And they're not going to beat themselves. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. They're going to be playing in their environment. First SEC team, I believe, to ever roll into Miami to play at Miami, Ohio. So you can bet that's going to be on their minds as well. It's just, it's a tough situation for Vanderbilt to walk into to open a season. So the Commodores had better bring their A game for that game on Thursday.
And, Joe, an interesting baseball note out of Seattle, that one of the main candidates, many believe, for the Mariners' managerial vacancy is going to be Joey Cora, who,
yep,
played at Vanderbilt. Currently the third base coach for Ozzie Guillen with the Chicago White Sox.
Really highly respected. You've talked about him a lot before, Mark, and you know him. He's really highly respected in the game. has paid his dues, has spent his time, and is certainly going to be a strong candidate for that. He's well liked out there. I think it would be a great opportunity. It would be wonderful to say that a Vanderbilt guy is a manager in the major leagues. So we'll keep an eye on that. But he certainly is, I think, going to be one of the two or three names mentioned for that position.
Hey, Joe, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you again on Monday morning.
All right, Kevin, I want to mention one thing quickly, if I can. Sure. Sunday, 2 o'clock, Vanderbilt women's soccer team plays Belmont. It is Soccer for a Cure. All the proceeds from that match, it's the regular season opener, go to the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. So really encouraging everybody to come out for that as it starts the regular season, but really benefits a great cause, 2 o'clock over at Vanderbilt Soccer Field.
You think Coach Bird and Coach Dollings will be out there for that one?
It's possible. You know, I don't know. It's the first time these two teams have ever met, and you know, they're, what, a mile and a half apart. So it's going to be an exciting opener.
Joe, talk to you later.
Okay, guys, thanks.